Hi. I know it's been a while since I last did a ramble fat, but yeah, I kind of forgot these even existed. Like, I forgot this was a genre that I could do. And I was just insanely turned on tonight and thought about getting off a bunch and then realized, hey, wait a minute. People actually like this kind of content. So, yeah. Yeah, the insanely turned on thing. This is not a lie. This entire past week has just been the I just I've been fucking wearing my vibrator out like every night, and fuck's sake. I just want someone to fuck me. Is that too much to ask? Right now I'm just wearing my my soft fluffy robe and nothing else, and I kind of already have my hand between my legs. I'm kind of already playing with myself because I'm insanely turned on. God, even I've been, and I haven't wanted to even say anything to anyone or just like, because I don't know. It feels like I'm asking for a lot, you know. Excuse me, I'm turned on. Would you mind terribly, like I've even wanted to make posts on this account to just say, hey, excuse me, I'm incredibly lonely and incredibly horny. That was loud, sorry. Just. I don't know. On the one hand, I am incredibly horny, but I also just want. I want more romantic sex. I do kind of want. I want fucking, but I also want making love. And I know that's not exactly super relatable content, but. Or maybe it is. I don't know. What do you guys prefer, fucking or making love? Or is there a preference, or is it a why not both situation? God damn it. It's like this feeling just low in my gut that's just. Has only been abated briefly by getting off, like. 8, 10 times a night. It's just I come from my vibrator and from my fingers, and I just feel empty. It's a shallow orgasm that doesn't do much, and I just want want something else. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe I'm actually feeling horny enough to actually talk about details of what I want. We'll see. Or we'll see if my nerves get the best of me. Right now I'm just playing with my clit, and it's even to the point now where this I can do this and concentrate because I've been feeling this for the past week. This insanely desperate. I, on the one hand, I just want to be someone slept for the night, but on the other hand, I also want to mean everything to somebody, and then both is good. Yeah, I just want to be a slut that means everything to someone. I've got the toilet going off in the background. And there it goes. I don't know why, but well, I do know why. It's because I'm insanely turned on. How many times have I said that phrase? I've been able to come like really quickly for the past week, and then just keep coming over and over again. I know that a lot of you guys like wet sounds, and I wish I could do that, but I honestly just, I just want to rub my clit. I don't want to get fancy with fingers or anything. I just want to get myself off in the quickest I possibly can. It would be nice if someone's fingers were me, though. Up inside of me and just hooking into me and pulling me closer just with their fingers. Fuck. I guess that's the female equivalent of grabbing onto someone's dick to pull them closer. It's the fingers inside and hooking them up and just. I want it rough, but at the same time, knowing that I mean everything to that person, and I want them to hurt me knowing that they would never hurt me, you know? Yeah, I would really like. I would really like that. Holy fuck, this is fast. Said it doesn't. I mean, it feels good, but it's just. It feels shallow. Just. And I just want to come again. Despite everything, it's just. I try to talk about what I want, but I. You should know that in bed, I'm very, like. Well, I'm not quiet, but I'm. I take a lot of prompting to be loud, and it just. My face gets really red, and I. I like it. I like being. I like how shy I am. I. A lot of. Oh, my ankle popped! Yeah. A lot of people don't. Haven't seemed to like how shy I am. A lot of people. Just. outing myself as a slut. Haven't seemed to like how shy I am in bed and have wanted me to be louder, and I get that because I do think it's sexy when guys make noise, but at the same time, it's just... I want someone who, if I let out a teeny tiny noise, just, like, appreciates it because I don't make a lot of noise, and so that means, you know, they must be doing something right, and I almost kind of feel like, not that I want someone to mock me for it, but just, like, God, have I ever said this out loud before? I don't know. This being, like, any of this, like, For the record, I have not stopped touching myself this whole time. I want someone who knows how quiet I am and just and treasures every little noise they get out of me. And doesn't necessarily make it their goal to make me make a lot of noise, but just I want someone who knows me inside and out, literally. And fuck, don't we all? To be loved, we must submit to the mortifying ordeal of being known. I know that's not exactly the quote, but... I want someone to kiss my cheek and say that they love how hot my face gets when I'm embarrassed, and they love that when they can tell how wet I am by how bright red my face is. Because that is a pretty good metric of measuring. I want someone who knows that I get the most turned on by the simple things, by if they reach out and hold my hand out of nowhere, or little forehead kisses, or just petting my head, and you don't even have to do much, really, just and I'll get like this. Just slow circles, I never take my hand off my clit. guys, Joanne. I say guys, but I know that there's just one person listening at a time, but I guess I'm used to streams and aftershocks. I think I might come one more time and then go to bed, because it is 5 in the morning here. But I was trying to go to sleep and just I want someone who is like unfortunately I have a bit of a type which is not like assholes necessarily, but just people who are funny often end up being people who have been traumatized, and so that usually leads to side effects like being an asshole. But just people who can, if a guy can make me laugh while he's inside of me, then yeah. And just fucking dirty smirks and bad jokes and yeah. I really like funny. Like that's probably, that's in my top three of most attractive traits to me. Because a lot of the time, if you're actually funny, that means you're kind of also smart, because you have to, your brain has to make those correlations in order to make a joke that is good. Yeah, that was just a really roundabout way of saying what I was trying to say. But yeah, a lot of the time, intelligence and humor go hand in hand, and both of those are very attractive to me. And I do like people with a bit of an ego. Not like, I guess just confidence maybe, but just, I don't know, like Tony Stark style, you know? Just still, of course, really care about everyone around them and love the people they, you know, and, but just kind of an asshole. That kind of thing. It's, I don't know when this turned into me talking about what I like personality-wise. Should I talk about what I like physically-wise? I don't know. I don't really have a type. I've said it before, but just, I don't know. I've dated people from 5'2" to 6'7". I don't give a shit about height. I do give a shit if people are insecure about their height, because I just, I don't know, if, I mean, I get it, I guess, it's like, it's something that, especially for guys, is really harped on, and if you're gonna, yeah, okay, fair enough. I take that back. If you're insecure about your height, that's fine. But, I don't know, like I said, I just, like, I got a kind of a confident, egotistical asshole, so. But, anyway. I do like tattoos. Even though I have none myself, I like alternative, in general, kind of style. Not e-boy. E-boy is, it's a different genre. Classic alt. Like, emo, punk, goth. Not TikTok boys. That just actively turned me off. Okay, let me think about something else. But, yeah. Alternative and a bit of the bad boy type, a bit of
Not, like, actively, like, I've said, like, a lot. Not the kind that are abusive or whatever. Fuck that. I'm not one of those... hell no, I want someone who actually fucking respects me, and I respect them, and, yeah. But just, I don't know, the bad boy who's, you know, leather jacket on a motorcycle, and it's like, when I go for a ride, wink, it's just, I know that. But, we like what we like. Never actually ridden a motorcycle before. Always wanted to. Always wanted to drive a motorcycle. That would be cool. But I also like... I mean, of course I like nerds. Come on. It would be hypocritical of me to say I didn't like nerds. But I do. I genuinely do. And... guys who can pull off glasses. Guys who... I saw a post on Facebook, of all places. Of course it was Facebook. That said, he's a 10, but he has, like, a triple monitor setup. What the fuck? That would not take away from the 10. That is, like, that makes him a 13. That plus one for every monitor. Like, come on. That's great. But no, just the idea of riding a guy in a gamer chair, that's the fantasy I've had. Giving a guy a blowjob while he's playing a video game, that's playing something co-op or online and just him having to keep a straight face and goddamn yes. I like blowjobs in general, but gamer blowjobs. And I saw a script that I really wanted to perform that was about, like, kind of, like, cockwarming while playing Mario Kart together, and, I want to perform that, and I want to live that. That's... I don't have those like headphones with the kitten ears on them, but, and I know they're cringe, but man, I want them. I just, I want to do a traditionally cringe gamer girl photo shoot, and it just... I don't know. I don't know. It's getting harder to maintain my train of thought. Sorry, no, I'm just moaning, but it feels good. I want to wear, like, I want to wear a cute skirt and just sit on a guy's lap and... mm.
too much to ask, to want to wear a cute outfit and dress like a cute nerd and just sit on a guy's lap and watch him play video games and grind on him and felt better. I guess I'm tired. I have no idea how this turned out, or if this will even be attractive at all, but thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a good day or night or afternoon. Yeah, people jerk off in the afternoon. Bye.